Talk Live. Give us a call at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-FREE. It's Mark.
Wayne.
And Stephanie.
Doing the live Wednesday edition. And so you can call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. Of course, we've got some show prep that we've done for you. And Wayne, you had a very compelling blog post, I believe it was what it was, that I wanted to talk about. Go ahead with it.
Well, first, I'd like to preface this by saying that, once again, in this election so far, Ron Paul has more military donations from active duty military than all the other candidates combined.
That much is true.
So when people attack him for his foreign policy, who's the real kook here? And,
yeah.
And that brings me to a comment on Daily Paul, which is a blog geared towards Ron Paul. And this is from a member of the active duty military. He says, I'm a sergeant in the U.S. Army. I support Ron Paul and support his foreign policy. I am sure you would not dare call me a Paultard to my face. No, you would give me the same parroted line I hear 100 times a day. Thank you for your service. When I hear some flabby couch potato like you say that to me, it makes me sick. Yes, I serve our country, but our wars do not. I do my best to keep my men alive while we carry out the sixth policy of sticking our noses in other people's business.
This is really powerful stuff, right?
Yeah.
I mean, this is a sergeant. It sounds like he's in has combat experience or whatever. I mean, he's talking about his keeping his men alive. I don't know precisely, it doesn't sound like he's a quartermaster.
Well, it gets better, Mark.
Go ahead.
I'm not a big fan of how he started off by saying you're a flabby couch potato. I kind of take a little offense to that.
Indeed, but I mean, can you imagine what it's like for, so many people, the chicken hawks out there that are,
yeah.
Go war.
Yep, that's right.
But they've never fought
with
one
beer
themselves.
In their hands.
Yep.
Yep. A beer resting on their belly in front of the TV set.
Yeah. That's the stereotypical.
But it gets better. He says, when was the last time you had a friend die in your arms or look for the leg that was just blown off a man next to you? When was the last time you walked past dead children that were killed by U.S. weapons?
Hmm.
I'm glad you can sleep at night because many times I cannot. I have children myself, you self-righteous SOB. If someone killed my children, you can bet I would do everything in my power to seek revenge. You dare call me rabid and blind? I know what I'm talking about. Why don't you grab a gun and head to Iran if you want to fight them so much? Ron Paul is right. They are no threat to us. We need to mind our own business. They hate us not because we are rich and free. They hate us because we are in their countries. It is people like you that are the biggest threat to this country, not Iran.
Sounds like he'd had a bad day, but I get it. I understand where he's coming from.
Every day must be a bad day if you're in the military. You have to deal with all that trauma, seeing body parts blown apart and kids dying. That's just the saddest thing. I can't even really fathom it as someone who's never really seen that kind of violence in my life, and I just really empathize with him, and I can see why he might be a little bit upset.
There are plenty in the military that don't see things like that. I mean, there was I remember seeing Band of Brothers, and there was sort of a complaint by one of, I think, the real life guys at the end, because they'd always do these little interviews talking about, everybody who was in the military basically got the kudos when they came home from World War II, but he said that 1/10 of them actually did the fighting, and that those people's minds were, turned to jello. That, I believe, maybe I'm getting my stories mixed up, but one guy was talking about how, he was walking down the street at the parade for his unit, and is all he could see were bodies and heads rolling down the street. This is the kind of, to him.
Yeah, that's post-traumatic stress disorder.
Sure it is.
Yeah.
I mean, to him, all he could see from these cheering crowds were the corpses that they might one day be.
Yep. Reliving past trauma, yep.
And I imagine it's absolutely something like that. And you can imagine what a person like that thinks about somebody who says, yeah, war! Now, World War II gets the credit of being the most righteous war in U.S. history. I'm not going to disagree with that one. But when it comes down to the to this one, what in the world are they fighting for in Afghanistan?
Indeed.
Have they really stopped fighting in Iraq? I mean, this was one they just said on the news. I didn't really look into it very deeply, but this is one of the most dangerous months in Iraq in recent history. That's not very good.
And for anyone who thinks that Obama is a peacenik or a dove, you know, he may have talked some rhetoric about withdrawing the troops from Iraq and Afghanistan when he first got into office, but he really didn't follow through with that in any meaningful sense. And in fact, he sent more troops to Iraq. And aren't there still, what, 50,000 remaining there now? We just read an article about this, about how Obama and Bush are really the same in every meaningful sense, right, Mark?
Yeah, there are 50,000 troops in Iraq, which is a pretty big contingent.
And last I saw, there was actually more deaths from suicide in Iraq and Afghanistan than actual combat casualties.
Yes,
which tells you something.
The military has a higher rate of suicide than it does battlefield deaths. That's incredible. I mean, it says volumes. It says A, that the military has been outfitted with an incredible amount of equipment that keeps its men's and women's bodies safe from damage, or at least the loss of life. I hear that there's many more casualties than there as a percentage than there used to be. So people are coming home with lost limbs and stuff like that. But their minds can't be protected from what they see.
Mm-hmm.
They can't be.
Yeah.
You know, people may go in with the idea that this is one big video game, but it doesn't take too long to see too many stinking civilian bodies for this to happen. The numbers in Iraq, now I don't know about Afghanistan, but the numbers in Iraq were more than 97% of casualties were civilian. That makes World War II look absolutely
awful.
Humane. I mean, this was absolutely humane.
There's another aspect. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was going to say that, you know, a lot of these guys are young and they're full of testosterone. They get pumped up with all this Protect America stuff. And I fully endorse agree or appreciate their intention to protect us. But in reality, that's not what's really happening. And a lot of them figure it out once they get over there. And I think that's probably why you see a lot of suicides, because once they realize that they're not really fighting for what they were told, and they maybe they signed it for 4 years, and after 4 years they said, no, you're coming back, because in the contract, in the fine print, you know, we can
get you for another four.
We can get you for another four because we don't have enough guys coming in.
It's the active ready reserve, and what that means is that they can, you know, they can stop lost people. That's what they call it. Prevent them from leaving, and that kind of thing. As I understand it, the numbers of recruitment are up in the bad economy. So there's a lot of young people that are saying, well, you know, I can't get a meaningful job elsewhere, so I'll go into the military. Whereas, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, the Army was scraping the bottom of the barrel. Now it's not happening in the same way. Of course, they're still dealing, I'm sure, with the folks that they hired at that point, because they were taking more ex-cons and people that had scored lower on IQ tests. And, you know, sadly, people that score lower on IQ tests are not particularly good with guns. I mean, you know, that's what they find, is that the smarter a guy is, the better he is on the battlefield in these circumstances. So,
well, and to both of your points, I mean, I'm sure people enlist for all different kinds of reasons, but I'm sure one of them is because they want to do something meaningful, and they want to do something that they feel impacts the world in a positive way. But once they get over there and they see that that's really not compatible, what they're doing is really not compatible with that need, then I can see how that would create a big internal conflict. And the other thing is, you know, they're promised this health care via the VA system, which is essentially socialized medicine. And unfortunately, the VA often misses these basic standards of care and hasn't really given enough attention to the psychological trauma that a lot of these people have suffered. And so they end up falling through the cracks, and so many of them are victim to suicide and drug abuse later on. And it's just so sad.
And crime. I mean, when you have spent 2 or 3 years over there using a gun to kill people, and then you come back over here and somehow you're supposed to treat your girlfriend or whomever with loving kindness, that becomes very difficult. It's a huge dichotomy that you're for your mind to grasp.
Yeah, and domestic violence is a huge problem in among military families.
It sure is.
Yeah, alcoholism, drug abuse, every problem that you could name, it's rampant. And that should say something about the mental state that they're in.
And the VA wants very little to do. You know, the evidence is the VA wants very little to do with treating people for post-traumatic stress disorder and traumatic brain injuries. These are two areas where the government has done a very, very, very poor job of taking care of military people.
They won't even admit it. They won't even admit it's a problem. They just started acknowledging the military suicides and sending condolence letters to the families.
That's true.
Of suicide victims.
You know, when you train someone to be a killer on order like that, it's very difficult to shut that switch off, if not impossible.
Of course it is. Yeah. Of course it is. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
I brought no one with me. No one will be here. I just came to watch my LED.
Life Before the Collapse. Vinyl LP by the Lost Vegas. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Go check out the archives at freetalklive.com. We have MP3 archives going back to 2006, full shows available to you for free. What's that, 5 years worth of content for free? Every other talk show, radio talk show out there is going to charge you for that kind of thing. Free Talk Live gives it to you for free. It's archives.freetalklive.com. You know, with these current stressful times and sometimes those summer sniffles, you may become run down. Thank goodness there's a natural supplement with all the vitamins and minerals that we need, that the human body can possibly absorb. Here's Mike Buck from New Zealand's NatureBee.
Hello there, Mark. It's true. Look, NatureBee plant pollen from New Zealand is the perfect supplement. Over 150 micronutrients, all essential for your good health, completely 100% natural. You know what? The only thing in our capsules is pure plant pollen. No additives, preservatives, no chemicals, and it goes to work quickly. Within a few days, you'll be feeling a better energy level, and we'll be guaranteeing you to improve that immune system.
You know, the NatureBee is kind of like getting a giant salad buffet in two golden capsules. I love it. I've been taking it for 18 months consistently, and I reorder because it works for me. It makes me feel better, I sleep better, and I have better digestion. Now, you can have all the listeners can have NatureBee. How in the world can they order it, though, Mike?
Yeah, see, that's easy. We've made this really, really easy. A huge six-month supply is just $99.95 plus delivery. And when you order or reorder right now, we give you 3 more months for free. When you do the math, that's 37 pennies a day to feel like $1 million. And all that with our money-back guarantee. So what would you be waiting for? Get aboard the health parade right now. Call toll-free 1-866-834-8355. All the way to Auckland, New Zealand, 866-834-8355. Or get with us online at NatureBee. That's naturebee.com.
Call the toll-free B line at 866-834-8355. The sooner you start taking NatureBee, the sooner you will start enjoying the power of pollen. That's 866-834-8355. Or go online to naturebee.com. You know, we've been talking about the the sergeant here that had a very strong words for those that don't support Ron Paul's foreign policy. I think that a lot of people get the impression that soldiers just want to kill, and I think very few of them want that. In fact, here's the story from KMONews.com. It says it's a soldier's widow says his fellow Army Rangers wouldn't do anything to help him before he took his own life. After 8 deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan, the Army found Staff Sergeant Jaron Hageman's body in a training area of Joint Base Lewis-McChord a few weeks ago.
8 deployments.
That's a lot of deployments.
Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine how he felt like the only way to get out of this hell on Earth is to end it?
I'm stunned by it. Yeah. I mean, he must have re-upped at some point, but it said that he wanted to get out, so let me continue with the article here. A spokesman for the base tells KMO News that the nature of the death is still undetermined. But Staff Sergeant Hageman's widow says her husband took his own life, and it didn't need to happen. It was just horrible. And he would just cry, says Ashley Hageman. Oh. Ashley says her husband, Jared, tried to come to grips with what he'd seen and done in his 8 deployments in Iraq and Afghanistan. And there's no way that any God would forgive him, that he was going to hell, says Ashley. He couldn't live with that anymore. I assume that's a quote that she's giving of him, because it looks like she's saying, and there's no way that any God would forgive him, and that he was going to hell, says Ashley. So I'm hoping that Ashley is saying what Jared believes sort of in a rhetorical fashion.
That makes little sense, because if he really believed that he was going to hell, then why would he kill himself, right? Because he would just be on his way to hell.
It does draw that question up, certainly.
Whatever. I can see the pain in
There's a lot of pain involved here. Mm-hmm. Ashley says her Army Ranger husband wanted out of the military. He just wanted to know what it felt like to be normal again. Staff Sergeant Hageman had orders to return to Afghanistan this month for a 9th tour of duty. Now, here's what I don't understand. Why didn't he just say no? You know, I mean,
right?
He could. Yeah, lots of people do.
I didn't think you could if you were in the military and they actually gave you orders to deploy somewhere, or if you're staff lost or whatever. I thought you couldn't refuse.
Or else you'd
be court-martialed or something.
They certainly want you to believe that.
So I guess he doesn't believe in a forgiving God, does he?
I don't. It's all I can really get out of this is that I don't understand mental illness, and I don't understand it at all. I mean, you know, mental illness has always been something that has really eluded me and bothered me throughout my life. I hate it. I hate talking about it and hate dealing with it. But I can only imagine that this guy was really dealing with a great deal of post-traumatic stress disorder, and that I can't assume anything about his world, because his world is interpreted by his mind. And if his mind isn't working like mine is, I haven't seen anything like this guy. So for me to draw some kind of conclusion about what his life is like, it would be really, you know, kind of unfair.
But you could empathize, Mark, though, with someone being in so much psychological pain that it's almost like they're not in their right mind, right?
That's all, the only thing I can come up with is, right, like he's, you know, he's not looking at the world in a sane fashion.
You know, if you had to shoot somebody and it was really justified, let's say that someone breaks in your house and they're about to kill you and your family.
Something awful, right?
Even though as traumatic and awful as that would be, I don't think you'd feel guilty about it like you would if you were ordered to kill people who were unarmed, who weren't harming you or your country.
Well, and this story here that you had just read from the sergeant there, he had some quote about, what do you know about what it's like to walk past the stinking dead bodies of children? I don't have any idea what that's like. I have no idea. And instead, and by the way, the way that they're interacting in Afghanistan and likely Iraq too, was that they're interacting with most of the population. So they're dealing with them on a human level. And then they have to find who in that population is trying to kill them. And then they kill those people. In the process, they seem to be, according to the claims there by, independent news sources and, you know, folks on the ground, civilians on the ground, they claim that they're killing civilians in the process. You know, I'm sure some of the civilians that they claim they're killing may have been fighting back. I don't know. I wonder, would I be fighting back if there was an occupying force on our soil? I certainly think that there are people that would. I certainly think there are.
And I was talking to a crusty old World War II veteran a few weeks ago, and he was telling me how back then in World War II, it was just so obvious that the Germans were really up to no good and that Hitler was really evil, that after they killed a bunch of Germans, they would sit on their bodies stacked and eat their lunch.
Oh, God.
Ugh. Yeah, I mean, that's what happens in war, though. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Women get raped, children get killed. People, the soldiers just end up viewing the other side as less than human beings.
And yeah.
It really dehumanizes people. I mean, do you guys remember that story about the kill team in Afghanistan that came out in, was it Rolling Stone or something like that? They did an expose.
Sure.
And it was basically this guy, there was some platoon or something like that, and they had orders to kill these kids that they thought there were kids in there somewhere who were planting IEDs or like somehow trying to bomb the American troops. And they would cut off their fingers and use them as trophies and take pictures of them holding them up and stuff. And it just the most gruesome atrocities you could possibly imagine, the most dehumanizing things you could ever think of. That's what war is.
And the dogs, remember the dogs?
Which dogs are you referring to?
Well, they were killing dogs. For fun.
Oh, that was in Iraq, yes.
Yeah,
there were videos of it, so anybody saying that didn't happen, you know, yeah.
And let's not forget Abu Ghraib, of course.
I'm a dog person.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE.
Don't let summer be a bummer. Stop sunburn pain, poison ivy, and mosquito bite itch, and the burn of athlete's foot with just one Safe-All natural first aid product, Dermatol. Many GCN listeners have already discovered how effective Dermatol is as a natural, non-acidic way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many skin problems. Now this special offer. Buy one bottle of Dermatol, get one bottle free. Call 1-800-217-6677 and mention GCN. Dermatol is the must-have first aid product for your preparedness kit. Made in America by Americans. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective it's guaranteed. Call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677 and ask for the GCN Buy One Get One Free Special or use coupon code GCN at checkout at DermatolUSA.com. Spelled DermatolUSA.com. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in 2 sizes. Get your Turtle Tough Shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Mark with you.
And Wayne.
And Stephanie.
When you get a second, go over to cam.freetalklive.com at cam.freetalklive.com. You can see the studio webcam where we
Hello.
Are waving at it. And now as we speak, also there's a little chat room there that allows you to get a little more participatory with the show. It's cam.freetalklive.com. And how big is the debt crisis, really? Prepare to be dumbfounded. Go to learnliberty.org/FTL, that's FTLs in Free Talk Live, and see Anthony Davies' explanation of the magnitude of the U.S. debt. It's a little over a minute long, and it's stupefying. You must see it. When you're there, check out the Liberty Academy link on the right-hand side of the page. It's a course for people who want free online continuing education in economics, philosophy, liberty, and rights. It's learnliberty.org/FTL.
You'll be smart-founded.
You'll be smart-founded and dumbfounded.
I was
time.
Thinking that, too, the word stupefying.
Stupefying. Let's go to Darian in Ohio. Darian?
It's Aaron.
Okay.
Got the name wrong. I just wanted to send my condolences to Ian. I feel a little bad that he's in prison for a real BS reason, and I just wanted to tell some of your fellow Free Talk Live listeners about a little page on Facebook that I created, just, you know, where people can talk and about it and stuff like that, and support to let them know that we all know that we're behind him and supporting him through this ordeal of his.
Yeah, give me a good chance to bring it up. We are on day 8 of the show without Ian, I guess. This is Free Talk Live. Ian is normally in the first chair. He is not. He's in jail right now for standing in front of a police car. He felt that an arrest was being made that was unjust, and he felt that he had to do something about it. So he is got a 90-day sentence for that, which it seems to be, you know, other people did the same thing, and none of them got any sentences. Only Ian got a 90-day sentence. And they went well beyond the right to a speedy trial situation. He was supposed to be brought to trial within 6 months. It was over a year.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some very interesting things about it. Darren, how does one find this Facebook page to which you refer?
Okay, first
Excuse
of all,
me,
the name...
Aaron.
The name, yeah, okay. Okay, thanks, Mark. Just go to Facebook and type in Free Ian Freeman Now.
Okay.
Go there, you can find it. Yeah, I think a couple of your well-known Free Talk Live people who've associated with you guys have already found. I think like Dave Ridley's on there.
Okay.
And a few others. So yeah, and I gotta say, I was looking into this. When Ian got arrested, I was immediately looked into it, why he was arrested, and I'm like, wow, for standing in front of a police car and the fact that he did this a year ago, it took him a whole year for this to go through. I mean, I've heard the saying that justice is blind. But if it's blind, it's also really slow. If that's
her terrible swift sword isn't so swift anymore. It's been dulled throughout the years, I guess. And the other thing I'd like to point out is I don't think that cop was waylaid more than 60 seconds tops by Ian. So 90 days for delaying a police officer by 60 seconds seems to be too... I think
it's really for the only true crime in America, which is contempt of cop, right?
that's right. You know, not obeying the authorities is really what it all boils down to. Aaron, I appreciate you doing what you've done, and you know, give us a call when you've got something else to report. Let's go to Dustin in Texas. Dustin?
Hi, how are you doing?
Well.
I was just watching in on the cam there and listening to y'all's conversation that y'all were discussing about the soldier who took his own life.
Yes.
That's very sad and unfortunate. I was also kind of disturbed to see someone make a slight joke about the guy not believing God could forgive him. That's beside the point, but... As an 8-year
who made a joke?
Veteran,
yeah, I did. I mentioned it. I didn't mean it to be a joke. I meant it to be more of a
ironic battlefield humor.
Yes.
I understand.
Yeah.
It just came across as a little insensitive. But hey, you know what? We're free to say what we want in this country. But as a veteran, I've been over in Iraq, and thank God I didn't have to shoot anybody. I never got blown up. I never got shot at. I went over there back in 2008. And I can just tell you, the fraud and the waste is disgusting. What these people, you know, I made more money going over there and spending 9 months over there than I have my entire adult life.
Wow.
You know, and the simple fact that someone had to go over there 9 different times or 8 different times, that's more than people went over in Vietnam.
It's incredible.
And I just don't.
Is a normal deployment 9 months now, Dustin?
Well, it depends on if you're National Guard. If you're in active duty military, they knocked it down to 12, but it's still oftentimes extended to 15 months.
Yeah,
but if
it was 18.
But if you're in the Guard with train up time and everything included, it's only 1 year, so you only spend about 9 months in country. But the one thing that y'all touched on that y'all were talking about that he could just refuse, I'd like to explain something and maybe some misnomers about the way the military works is, A, they're never proactive in their solutions. They're always reactive. If
right.
someone
mm-hmm.
gets shot in a training area or if something bad happens, then they have to have some sort of policy, you know, to do a little CYA. And that's all it's about. That's why there's so many rules and regulations in the Army. It's just basically being in the Army is like living under a socialist or communist environment.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah, I mean, it's just like
you
that.
You have no choice. You're completely controlled by the government. You know, I used to make the analogy that when I was in the Army full time, that it was more akin to being in prison because we're all the same. And then the sergeants are just the guards and the officers are the prison administrators.
And one of the things that they do is try to kind of strip you of your individuality, right, Dustin?
Yeah, but, you know, you keep it. I kept it when I was in. But the main point that I was making is that if you try to go and get help, then you're marked.
Sure.
If you go say, hey, I'm having mental problems, or hey, I may do this, then everybody's got to react. They got to watch you. They got to treat you differently. They'll blackball you on promotions. They'll take away your stuff. If you're lucky, you can get out of there with disability, and then they'll probably give you 100% disability, and you'll never be able to own a gun, and you won't be able to work. So guys who are feel trapped like that, they know the alternative because they've seen other people try it, and they've seen the outcome. And then also, obviously, the guy had a lot of guilt because he probably did do some things that under peer pressure situations. There's just a lot of people, they will not stand up and say no. They won't do what their conscience morally tells them. Because
peer pressure is incredible, and people who believe any differently are just not looking around them. That much is true. But one thing we've heard, Dustin, on this show, and many from many veterans that have basically just walked away from their contract with the government. They just left. And sometimes the government will pick them up and put them back and put them on some kind of work duty for a few weeks, until they process them out with some kind of less than honorable discharge. And I don't mean the actual discharge less than honorable. I mean some kind of discharge that is less than honorable. And you know, they're like, yeah, you know, I mean, I got processed out. Hasn't affected my life poorly. These people, they aren't, disallowed from owning guns because they haven't been stamped, you know, with the Section 8, the crazy stamp or whatever.
Actually, I recently researched some gun laws, and apparently they've amended, I don't know. I mean, I'm in Texas. But from what I've seen as far as federally is concerned, if you have any type of dishonorable discharge, not an other than honorable, but a dishonorable, then, you know, and it's kind of stupid because it's not a felony. It's not a crime, but they still, you know, they take away, you can still vote, but they don't want you owning a gun. And,
That's interesting. A dishonorable discharge usually comes with people who have been, received time in a military prison, right?
I think this comes because they're afraid of people becoming domestic terrorists if they're dishonorably discharged.
It's possible.
Like that's going to stop them.
Yeah.
Dustin, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. That's the Free Talk Live toll-free call-in line. Are you a cigarette smoker? I was too for many years. You know that crap's going to kill you, right? There's a healthier option. 22,000 times healthier. Vaporsmiths.com. A pack-a-day smoker will save $120 a month, and it tastes better. No more ashtray mouth. No smell. No secondhand smoke. You could use it just about anywhere. Free shipping on orders over $60, and a free starter kit with the purchase of 40 cartomizers with coupon code FTL. Call 855-2-GET-VAPOR, or go to Vaporsmiths.com.
In a world where government control is on the wane, and freedom can be bought for a reasonable price, one man will unite with a former public transportation worker, a shady senator's runaway daughter, two orphans, a retired space marine, an alien, and an intelligent spider, and journey together beyond the outer reaches of human civilization to protect the future of human liberty. Also, there are space cows. Read it online now at burningrockranch.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use EscapeHarassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has 3 different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, 3-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-45
877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money-back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health Products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Alli-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Give us a call on the SACL CAI toll-free line. That's 855-450-FREE. If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI, the main sponsor of Free Talk Live, does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. Their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. It's SACL CAI, and their banner is the top one on the right-hand side of the page at freetalklive.com. I want to go back into this article here from KMONews.com, where they're talking about Staff Sergeant Hegeman, who had 8 tours in Afghanistan, Afghanistan and Iraq, and he thought the best solution for whatever was troubling him, I mean, it doesn't say that he was mentally ill here, but his wife believes that he committed suicide, was taking his own life. So we go on. Instead, on June 28, Ashley says her husband took a gun, shot himself in the head on base. She claims the Rangers never took his pleas for help seriously. There's no way.
They didn't.
What's that?
But they didn't. They just want to ignore it. They don't acknowledge it. They see it being mental illness or psychological trauma. I don't even know if you could call it mental illness. It seems like a natural reaction to whatever this guy saw that was so horrible. They see it as a sign of weakness, and there's this culture in the military of, you know, you have to be manly and tough, and real men don't experience that kind of thing, a negative reaction to past trauma. But obviously, everyone's a human being, and yep, everyone does experience that.
There was don't quote me on the university that did this, but one of the military universities, I tend to think West Point, but I'm not sure, where a graduating class for its whatever motto, its motto they decided for themselves was going to be, "Don't get PTSD, cause it." And
wow.
You know, that it just kind of speaks to the bravado that goes into these situations. And, you know, I can totally see that. I mean, I can see having been young and male and virile and, you know, feeling that way and thinking that that was the best way to be. That.
Well, how are you supposed to survive in an environment like that where everything around you is killing, you know, where it's like literally eat or be eaten?
That's
exactly what they're saying in that motto.
These guys chose that environment initially. I'm not saying that they didn't want to. Clearly, this Sergeant Hegeman wanted to get out of it. But, mm-hmm, you know, there's something about the mentality that chooses it, too. And
they
gotta chose say,
it,
I had it.
But it could be, oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that. But, mm-hmm, you know, it could be that they were just, that was the attitude that they were surrounded with their whole life, even before they got into the military. You know, a lot of these people come from unfortunate circumstances, too, where they may not have had too many options after they got out of high school, or maybe they were abused by their parents. And it was like, that's the mentality that they've always been in. Eat or be eaten, kill or be killed. And so it's a natural extension of that when they get into the military, and no wonder they come up with a slogan like that. It's really sad.
Going on with the article. Instead, on June 28th, Ashley says her husband, there's no way that they should not have been able to pick up on it, Ashley says, when he's telling them he's reaching out about his mental illness she's talking about here, caused by the post-traumatic stress disorder. We're self-diagnosing. They don't actually use those words in the article, but it seems really obvious. And on Friday, she found out she's not alone in wanting to speak out. Mary Corkill Kirkland lost her son, Derek, to suicide more than a year ago. She says doctors in Madigan Hospital, Army Hospital, considered him a low risk for suicide despite three earlier attempts. They sent him back to his unit.
Where denial is a powerful thing.
Mm-hmm. He hanged himself. Mary says she thinks the Army basically killed her son. My son did not want to die. He wanted help. He was crying out for help, she says. Now Mary Kirkland is reaching out to Ashley Hageman in her grief. You're in good hands. You're not alone here, Mary tells her. So nice to meet somebody who understands, says Ashley. Thank you so much. KMO News has contacted the 75th Ranger Regiment about Hageman, but there's been no comment as of yet. The two women are joining forces with several veterans and active duty soldiers to speak out about what's happened with Sergeant Kirkland and about what's being done to prevent further soldier suicides. And as we've reported on these airwaves many times, there are more suicides in the Army than there are battlefield deaths. And that is incredible. I mean, it says that the toll, to me, what it says is that the toll on the battlefield is tremendous for these guys. I mean, I'm sure that some people, if you have a large enough group of people, you're just going to have some suicides. I mean, that much is, I suppose, a true statement. But I'll bet you the percentages of the population is significantly higher among those in the military.
But you know, World War I and World War II, you had armies fighting armies mostly. Whereas since the Vietnam War, there's more guerrilla type wars going on where you're kind of fighting people between and there are civilians in between you very often, and that's a very difficult situation because those people do get hit. And it must be very difficult to see someone who could be your own son or daughter lying on the road dead in front of you.
The civilian casualties, and I read this in a book called Nonviolence, the civilian casualties in World War I were 10%. By World War II, they were 66%. In Iraq, they were about 97% from what I can extrapolate from these numbers. The book did not say those numbers.
It's difficult to even get accurate numbers on the Iraqi civilian deaths because sometimes they're reported, but often those bodies are never even identified.
Right, and the U.S. government itself said there were more than 100,000. So, that's...
Some estimates almost a million, I think I've seen.
I've seen numbers significantly higher, but, I'm sure the U.S. military was guessing low. They weren't taking into consideration people who are dying of dysentery and things like that.
Or exposure to depleted uranium.
Yeah.
Who don't die instantly, but they die a month or two later.
Yeah,
they're going to be dying for decades later from the depleted uranium in some of those places that they've...
Not to mention our own soldiers who are being exposed to that, too.
Yeah.
What about the sanctions in the 1990s, right, with... what was the Secretary General or something like that said that it was worth it killing all those kids if, they were blocking. There were sanctions on exports from the U.S. to the Middle East, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what really when it comes down to the sanctions, whether it's Iraq or anywhere, sanctions don't do anything to the leaders of those countries.
No.
The only thing that they might do, that one might claim, is that they will cause the civilian population to rise up against their leaders. But the evidence for that is extraordinarily slim. Sanctions and blockades have been used throughout human history, and I would like to know of one instance where the civilians have risen up against their leaders because some other country put sanctions on them. The only thing I can think of is the Kurdistan, the Kurds that rose up against Saddam Hussein when George Bush Sr. asked them to and then didn't support them militarily. That's all I can think of.
Hmm.
So, they lost that one.
Big time.
Yeah. And it's a very old principle that countries who trade together don't go to war with each other.
That's right.
And so sanctions are completely anti to that.
And it's also a one thing that's sort of a truism is that democratic countries go to war with countries that have sort of strongman leaders. They feel this feeling of superiority to the other country. Ah, those people, you know, that guy is he's a dictator.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you know, I suppose I feel that way. I generally feel that way, but it gives them a better feeling about the people that they're killing.
But it's very interesting when you find out that a lot of these strongman dictators, when you see who's financing them and supporting them behind the scenes, the picture gets very, very interesting.
Right, well, I was watching a video on YouTube the other day called Pirates and Emperors. And it's done in the Schoolhouse Rock style. It's very cool. And in it, it's got Uncle Sam, who just keeps on having breakups with Osama bin Laden. He breaks up with Saddam Hussein. He breaks up with Manuel Noriega. He keeps on breaking up with these bad guys that used to be on his payroll, but now they're the bad guys. And it's amazing what an incredibly bad judge of character.
Because the bad guy said no.
Right. I mean,
something.
At some point, they get minds of their own, or they're, you know, they've done stuff that's so horrible that then the military goes after them. But you know, these were CIA operatives.
A lot of them.
I mean, these were guys that were getting money and weapons from the United States of America, and it's amazing how many of these people that that they have problems with later, maybe. If they stopped, getting into bed with these guys like this, they would stop having the problems. It's amazing how much backlash there's been from all the involvement the intelligence communities have had in the Middle East and in Latin America. But they don't stop. They're gonna stop. They're even more and more involved in your life every day. It seems unlikely to me that all this electronic information is flying back and forth and that the United States government isn't trying to capture information out of it.
Blowback is real. And to bring this full circle to the Ron Paul thing, I don't know. He's the only one who's saying that. And it's no wonder the troops are supporting him.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice, and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Professor Burke here from the University of Farmers with electrifying news. And I mean that in the safest way possible. Farmers Insurance was ranked #1 in the world for its corporate training. We're on fire, not literally. So sit down with a highly trained local Farmers agent and hang on, because there's a flood of insurance insight headed your way, which really is the only good kind of flood.
To find a highly skilled Farmers agent near you, visit Farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, da, bum, 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 bum.
Based on Training Magazine's 2011 Top 125 ranking. Coverage not available in all areas.